richness of the cross of Christ. And we pray, Lord, that as we study it this morning, just another element, that you would help just us to see it with fresh eyes, that we would be blown away anew by all that you've done for us through your grace and your mercy in Jesus, and that we would come away loving you more, understanding your grace to us all the more, and inspired to live for you in our lives through the week. And we ask all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, well, so today what we're going to do is we're going to talk about the whole idea of ransom, okay? And we're going to speak about ransom because there's a very important passage in the New Testament, Mark chapter 10, verse 45, that says this. It says, the Son of Man, that's talking about Jesus there, okay? So Jesus, the Son of Man, did not come to be served but to serve and to give his life as a ransom. To give his life for a ransom for many. Okay, so very important part of the Bible that we're looking at. And so I thought it would be really good for us just to begin by looking at that word ransom and unpacking what that means, because it's obviously a very important part of this verse, isn't it? That word ransom, we need to know what it means. The only problem that we've got is this. See, I don't actually know what a ransom is. That might surprise you. It's not very good form for a minister, is it, to not know what the word ransom means? But there's my confession. I don't know. The good news is my son Joshua, he's my eldest son, he's actually in grade 11 at the moment, which means he knows just about everything. Very, very smart person being in grade 11. So I've actually asked him to come up the front, and he's going to come up here and he's going to explain all about what a ransom is for us. So Josh, if you'd like to come up now, that'd be great. Oh, he's not. That might be him on the phone. Actually, someone's ringing. I'm just gonna just check. In fact, I might put it on speakerphone because that way I could just ask Josh to tell us what the ransom is over the phone. So, hey, Josh, is that you?
This is not Joshua.
Oh, who is this then?
It doesn't matter who this is. All that matters is that I have your son, Joshua, and I have a banana pointed right at his head.
A banana? That's terrible! No, you don't. You're bluffing.
Oh, am I? You might want to check your text messages.
Well, they're right. I have got a text message here from someone I don't know. I wonder... Oh, my... I'm gonna screen share so you can see what this is. They do have Joshua! Oh no! There is a banana pointed right at his head!
Yes, I do. And if you don't do exactly what I tell you, I'm going to shove this banana right up his nose.
No! Don't do that! Don't do anything but that! Oh, what do you want? I'll do anything you say!
Very good. I had a feeling you might cooperate. Now listen carefully. You are going to pay me a ransom.
Oh no, not a ransom! Yeah, the thing with that is I don't actually know what a ransom is.
Seriously?
Yeah, seriously.
Aren't you one of the pastors at that church?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
Didn't you spend like 3 years at Bible college?
Yes.
And you still don't know what a ransom is. You've heard of Mark chapter 10, 45, right?
Yes.
Only one of the most important verses in the Bible.
Yeah, okay, look, can we just get on with this?
Of course. A ransom is when you pay a price to set someone free.
Oh, this is good. This is exactly what we need to find out. Sorry, can you just say that again? I'll put it
yes.
on the board.
A ransom is when you pay a price to set someone free. If you want Joshua to go free, you have to pay a price. Mwahaha.
Okay, well, what's the price then?
$1,000.
$1,000? It's not worth that much. $1,000? I haven't got a $1,000.
Oh, yes, you do. Do you take me for a fool? I have spies everywhere, and I saw you put $1,000 in your wallet this morning.
Oh, this guy is good. I did actually do that.
Now get it out and put it behind the curtain. But if you look behind that curtain, Joshua gets the banana up both nostrils.
So I do have $1,000.
Why, thank you. It was a pleasure doing business with you. I'll drop Josh off at your house later. Oh, and Summer Lees, if I were you, I would seriously consider getting another minister.
What did I get on? Look, at least we know what a ransom is now, don't we? I mean, that was a bit of a stressful way to start. Thankfully, Josh is going to be okay. But at least we found out what a ransom is, okay? We know what that means now, so that is a good thing. It is when you pay a price to set someone free. Okay, so that's going to really help us with this passage that we're looking at, because now we know it's about paying a price to set someone free. Now, I don't know about you, but after that stressful start, I could do with a little break. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask the music team to come back up, and we're going to do another song, and then I'm going to come up after that, and hopefully we'll be better able to talk about what a ransom is.
Let's stand and sing. This next song talks about that ransom and how it was paid on a cross. So let's stand and sing.
All right, so we spent that first part just thinking a bit about what the word ransom means. What is a ransom? And we found that out, which was good. It was a bit stressful finding that out, but we did find it out, so I'm glad about that. But some of you are probably thinking to yourselves now, well, okay, that was a great little kidnapping drama, but what's all of that got to do with Jesus and the Lord's Supper? Yeah, why is ransom important for us in understanding who Jesus is? Well, the reason that the word ransom is so important is because, as we saw, it's one of the words that the Bible uses to describe what Jesus did for us. Mark chapter 10, verse 45, Jesus, the Son of Man, did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. So we see here that Jesus is a ransom, but the question then you've got to ask is, well, who is this ransom of Jesus being paid to? Yeah, because remember, we saw that the ransom is a price that must be paid to give someone freedom. So who is this ransom of Jesus being paid to? Well, people have answered this question in lots of ways. Some people think that actually maybe God paid Jesus to the devil. So was Jesus actually a ransom paid to the devil? You know, just how I had to pay that evil kidnapper $1,000 to set my son Joshua free, did God pay Jesus to the devil to set us free? Well, that's what some people think, but you know what? That's wrong. That's not right. And the Bible never actually speaks that way. And that idea, actually, when you think about it, it just gives way too much power to the devil. Because here's the thing, the devil really isn't just that tough compared to God. He doesn't have the power to keep things away from God if God doesn't want him to have those things. There is no negotiation. God doesn't have to strike a deal with the devil or anything like that. No, God is much more powerful than the devil. Okay. Rather, what's going on is something that is much, much bigger here. Okay. Rather, the death of Jesus is actually more like God paying a ransom to himself. Okay. Let me read to you from Ephesians chapter 5, verse 2. It says, Christ loved us and gave himself up as a fragrant offering and sacrifice. Who to? To God. Do you see that? Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. See, Jesus was the price that God paid to himself to set us free. Yeah? When God sent his son to die on the cross, he paid the price, he paid the ransom to free us from the punishment that we deserve. Yeah. See, our God is a God who hates evil. He hates it. He hates wrong. He can't ignore it. He can't be bribed. He can't be lied to. He will not let people get away with doing wrong. He is perfectly just, perfectly fair. Now, that's a good thing, Okay, it's good that we've got a God who will not let evil win. It's really good that we have a God who is going to make everything right in the end. But you know what the bad news is? The bad news is that all of us do wrong, don't we? And we continue to do wrong. Every day at various points, we say the wrong things, we think the wrong things, we do the wrong things, and we ignore God and we ignore his good ways for our lives. We make our own rules. We say, God, I don't want you to be the king over me. I'm going to be the king for now and do what I think's right. And the bad news of that is that because God's perfectly and totally fair, because he can't ignore wrong and sweep it under the carpet and pretend like it didn't happen, that means he needs to punish us. But that's where the good news of the cross comes in. You see, Jesus took that punishment that we deserve in our place. He paid the price, paid the cost for our sin. He was the price that was paid to set us free. Mark 10, verse 45, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Can you see how it works? When Jesus died for us, he was the ransom, the price that had to be paid so that we could go free. Now, this is big stuff, and we're actually going to use this next song and the Lord's Supper today just as an opportunity to really reflect on this and really let that sink in. But before we do that, I would love to lead us in a prayer, because I don't know about you, but when I reflect on that verse and all that it really means and the cost that Jesus paid for us, that just makes me can't help but have to talk to God and say thank you to him for doing that for us. So would you like to pray with me, and then we'll sing again. Heavenly Father, we do just need to take a moment to acknowledge and confess that we are broken, sinful people. We are far from perfect. We hurt each other. We hurt ourselves. We damage your beautiful world that you've made. But worst of all, when we sin, we damage our relationship with you, our perfect God. We know that we deserve to be punished for this, but you paid a ransom, a costly ransom, a perfect ransom. Thank you that through the body and blood of our Lord Jesus, the price for our freedom was completely paid. And we ask that as we sing this next song and as we celebrate the Lord's Supper together now, that you would start to do that work where you take just ideas and things that we learn in our minds and you push them deep into our hearts and deep into our souls, anchor these wonderful truths in us, blow us away afresh, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.